Rise and Shine, the Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.
All right. Yes, we made it again. This is Voice for Veterans. And I'm going to say it again one more time. This is Voice for Veterans and their families and their friends. Because now the slogan for now on is we support vets too. Over the years, the one term that we could see every time we ran into a veterans was, guess what? Thank you for your service. Well, thank you for your service was for World War II. It's been gone. Now we're saying we support vets too. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm talking to you live right here from WVET and the network on theairtoday.com. I want you to tune in on theairtoday.com and pick up all of the things we're doing to support our veterans and their families. We've reached out to veterans not only here in the United States from around the world and just got endorsed by the U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy right there in Miami. They do have an embassy now to support veterans worldwide, and we're telling everybody about it now. Now, I'm broadcasting from the number one city in the state of Florida, St. Petersburg. All the rest of the cities have gotten their acclamations, but we're the fastest growing and the best looking city out of all of it. We're on the peninsula. When you say Tampa, you're really talking about St. Petersburg beaches, Clearwater beaches, Treasure Island beaches. All along the way, the beaches of Tampa are on our side of the bay. So we want you to come on down and enjoy us. And this is Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. All of our good friends are there. And when I say Sunshine Radio, I don't want you to think it's just me. I'd love for it to be me, but it's not. Sunshine Radio is one of the hottest radio stations coming up in this market. We do jazz. We do blues. We do sports. That's my boy Mike Picard down there doing our sports. He does it every week around the corner from me. So if you're looking around for Mike on Saturdays, come out to Ferg's and he'll be there sitting there broadcasting live. We do sports. We do classical. And we do a lot of community information for this market that helps everybody coming to visit. So we want to say, veterans, come on down to St. Petersburg and enjoy your life, because this is paradise. And I love it. And we got plenty of beaches down here for you to come hang out at. But we also have a wonderful VA hospital group in this market. I'm going to tell you about a bunch of hospitals around. But I know that when you say Bay Pines, you're in the top three. We always take care of the veterans who come to this market. James Haley's right across the bridge right there in Tampa. So when you get to this area, guess what? You got all the help you need. We have several organizations here that spend their time. And a good friend of mine, John Glenn Alexander, who's out there at the POC, and he does take care of veterans here. He covers the whole county, and I want to give a shout out to him and his wonderful church. They fed a bunch of veterans and a bunch of people this past weekend for the holidays, and it's an outreach ministry. And I want to shake hands with the pastor next time I go again. He's a young man, beautiful wife, but he's doing masterful things to support this community. Now let's go down to the ground. If you're looking around to find labor, and you got a bunch of work that needs to be done, ask for veterans first. Try. We hear in the United States that the problem going on is not enough people working. Well, you're not contacted the veterans, because most of them are working, but those who aren't working are looking for jobs, and they are the kind of employees that you want. You always want them to say yes, because they do the stuff a certain way. As I look through all of the information that we talk about now, I'm thinking that the whole concept of this media thing has taken off in a different direction. Yeah, we do radio, but now we need social media support. I remember when social media needed radio support. Websites are now everywhere. So now if you get caught up in a website and you just can't navigate it, you really go to some social media and hope you get a concise information group as to what you're looking for. And guess what? Social media is doing that. You can't take nothing away from the social media craze because it's young, it's fresh, it's the new generation's way of communicating. They laugh at me when I talk about, man, I'm going back to 8 tracks and 45 records. You know, but them days are gone. And now the social media age is here. We had an industrial age and we had a computer age. But now we have a social media age and it's standing tall. As you look around, they have changed some names to create a new vision for the young people. It's called podcast. VA Podcast Network. There's a whole group of them now. We're doing our podcast live out of Atlantis University, downtown Miami, and it's working out wonderful. I'm negotiating now with somebody here to do a podcast at Hard Rock. So we're going to be doing a podcast live at Hard Rock to support our veterans, and they're going to get behind us, and we're going to make sure that everybody knows. If you're looking for veterans, podcasts, I'm going to throw you out some information. That's First Podcast, okay? Fresh Focus Podcast. Born the Battle Podcast. Delivering More Together Podcast. Talk Thanks. Pack Talks. These are all podcasts now being produced under the auspices of VA, and they're putting more out there. So we want you to go and find them and then find us. We are the best podcast. We are, of course, Voice for Veterans. We go by podcast and we go by radio vision. Many years ago, before there was ever a podcast, a good friend of mine and friend of Al's too, his name was David Simon, got with me and Al. He's a TV guru. David Simon started out many years ago pushing television. And he's still doing it from what I hear. But he got with Al and I, and we were trying to create something that was putting both video and the radio together. And we titled it Radio Vision 1. Yes, we have coined Radio Vision 1. And like they say in all the other firestorms, when you get in, if you got 3 or 4 people in that firestorm, join together and spray water every direction. We're joining together with podcasts, and we're getting ready to launch on a big way Radio Vision 1. It's podcasts on steroids. We're going to take it to another level. Look for it, and it's all to support veterans. We support veterans too. It's not only for me, but it is for you. I want to thank everybody for tuning in right now. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back with some music. And then we're going to talk top stories. It is the holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy everybody. Let me see what they say. Feliz Navidad. Happy Kwanzaa. And all the rest of them. And I'll figure out all the other names that we got going. Somebody yelling into, no, I couldn't think of that one either. It's another Christmas name that everybody comes up with. With all my friends at the Jewish name, Happy Hanukkah. So on my card that I'm going to send out this year, everybody going to get it. I'm going to send it to everybody. I'm laying on the beach and I say, nothing's better than love except the boss of the beach. Come to your life. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round. Time. Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Was a sign.
Keith, the boss of the beach, I'm back, and guess what? I sure wish I was at the beach right now, but I'm actually going to do this radio show, then I'm going to go to the beach afterwards. All of you people up north, I'm hearing about all this crazy, crazy weather that's going on, but guess what? It's winter coming. It happens every year, faithfully. We don't have to worry about it, so don't let the news get you all upset. Snow comes every year. Sometimes it's heavy, sometimes it's light, but guess what? When snow is in, it's going to be white. You know I love that kind of conversation. You all like it when I say it like that. Like, it's going to be white, and it's going to be right. It's going to be snow on the go, and it's tearing up all across Northern California and all that, and I'm going to be going out to Utah, but they better melt some of that snow before I get there. I'm going to Utah, and I'm going to be talking more about that in weeks to come. Actually, I'll tell you right now. I was road manager for the artist Little Richie. We did many engagements together all across this country and across the world. And one thing I can remember, we did a date in Cleveland, Ohio one time. And it was a replacement date for B.B. King. Somehow B.B. King got messed up somewhere coming out of Texas and he couldn't get there. The agency, ABC Booking, contacted Little Richie. We were in New York and they said, we'll fly you to Cleveland. You got to do a replacement date for B.B. King. I said, okay. Now, I got to remember, I'm on the road with Little Richard. This is within the first year of me being on the road. Every time I went somewhere with Richard, he was singing rock and roll. We got there to B.B. King's replacement gig, and Richard broke out with Chain of Fools and James Brown and all that I had never known. And it was a military event. All the soldiers got up and danced and their wives. So I'll never forget that. And I got a picture of Richard wearing his flag outfit on that I'm going to be posting on my webpage, and you can see it. We support vets too. Rock and roll supports vets. Gospel supports vets. Everybody supports vets, and we want the world to stand up and be able to say, we support vets too. We're coming on for me and you. And you know what? I got to talk about something. It is the holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Forever Kwanzaa. Feliz Navidad. And guess what? Silent Night by Brian James. Please enjoy that music. It's one of the songs I'm going to continue to play throughout the holidays because it's such a beautiful job done with it. And I salute all the musicians, and I'm challenging every musician out there listening. If you're not listening, call a friend. Say, we want veterans to come up with more holiday songs. And I know Cooter's out there somewhere. He wrote a song many years ago. We played it for a couple of years, but I haven't talked to him. But he's got a couple of good songs. I'm asking all veterans who wrote a song, who got a song, who got some music that they want to hear, contact us. That's WVETonlineradio.com. You can go to us at ontheairtoday.com. Find us. Send us your song. We'll play it. We want more holiday music to be played. And when you talk about the holidays, you talk about the time for giving. Most people forget that Christmas is forgiving, not receiving. Forgiving. Let's give back to our community. We know that music is a part of the healing process on this earth. Music and medicine work together. Let's help heal a lot of the wounds going on, because we can do it through music. So if you got a good song that you want to be heard, contact us right here. You can contact us on theairtoday.com. And we'll get it. We'll get back with you. We will do that. Again, I do love this Brian James song, Silent Night, one of my favorite Christmas songs. And of course, the Soundcheck Studios, Tim Goodrich. Brian's a good, great artist. And coming up after Brian, we're not going to play her this week, but I'm going to be on the album next time you hear us on that. I better not tell y'all, because y'all going to be waiting all the time. But she's my girl, and I'm going to let you know. Well, her manager is my partner, too, so I don't want her to get no nervous. Virginia Rose got a new album coming out. She's one of the best artists, what I call undiscovered, because those who know her praise her. Those who don't know need to know. She is one of the greatest artists. If she was a few years earlier, she'd been right there with Grace Slick and Janis Joplin. That's how good she is. And she's a wonderful lady. She works hard and does great music. I do want to give a shout out to her and say thank you for what you and your managers are doing. And thank you for supporting our veterans. Brian James. And don't forget, Gino Lexus. Now, Gino done fooled around here and got out here and is redoing one of my songs. So, you know, I'm pushing Gino. But these are local artists. My commitment will always be to local musicians, local artists. I started out at the top of the music business chain. For all of those growing up from the bottom, I never went there. I started at the top. But I know that you always need help, so somebody help me. I just got launched at the top because I was lucky. But guess what? If we don't help our local artists, then the future of our good music will die. You know, there's a lot of eras of music that are gone. Nobody talks about them. It doesn't mean anything. But then there's a lot of music that is here to stay forever. You say Beethoven, you still sell 1,000 copies. Aretha, Mahalia Jackson, they still sell thousands and thousands of copies every holiday. Mahalia Jackson still sells out most new gospel artists because it's music that's here to stay. It's a healing power. Now, there's an artist I'm going to look out for. I don't know if any Kuda's anywhere around. If anybody know what Kuda is, tell Kuda we need another good song. He wrote a couple of good songs. He's a veteran, and I want to hear from Kuda. As we talk about music, I want everybody to remember that now a lot of the schools have dropped music. If they have dropped it, you go back to your school and you tell them, put it back in. Because it was a main part of what made this country great. A lot of the musicians that you heard in the Army bands and the Navy bands and in the Marines bands and the orchestras came out of some small schools. They weren't all just the big universities. So music is an integral part of what we want to do and will always do. And I can guarantee you, I'll tell you about a good friend of mine, Lou Grant, out of Atlanta, went to Clark College, learned to read and write music, inducted him into the Army. He went over there, and they found out he could write music, so they took him out of the gun battle, out of the infantry, put him into musicians, and he traveled with the Army band the whole time he was in the service. Lou Grant. I give a real acknowledgement out to him. Wonderful, wonderful musician. Lou's up in his 80s now, still producing music. He's a wonderful gentleman, a great musician, heck of a producer, songwriter, and he brags on his time in the military. We support vets too, and this goes out to Lou. Lou, thank you for all you've done in the music business. Thank you for your service to this country, and I know that we got you on the picture. Whistle Stop America for Veterans is getting ready to come out on YouTube. In the beginning of it, you'll see Lou Grant holding up my WBET sign at the Atlanta train station. They sent me off around the United States to talk to veterans via Amtrak. So what I'm saying is I'm praising one person that I know who's a military person and was a musician and stood the test of time. Lou Grant, thank you so much for your service. And don't forget, we get my boy Marsh Roberts, the blues man. Got a song out. You know what it is. I'm going to tell you again. Get in where you fit in. I love that song. I love the style of it. And he is the official song when we talk about Veterans Nation. Get in where you fit in. If you happen to be in this market, and I'm talking Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Sarasota, all that around here, but especially St. Pete, tune in to Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. And we want to help you with that. I got to shoot out to my guys out there at Burt Barracuda's Harley-Davidson. Thank you for all that you've done over the community. Thank you for giving out stuff to Patty at her event. And thank you for all you do around this area. And we know that Burt's always stood up for our veterans. And when you go out there, first thing you'll see is the military insignia in the front of the parking lot, one of their earlier original motorcycles. So that's one of those people we say thank you for what they do, because they do support veterans too. Now, I'm going to go down a list of some of the activities that are going on, some of the news information that we should all be aware of, and sometimes we aren't. And I'll be honest with you, I go to VA News. I used to do all this ripping and running myself to try to find out news, and I found out that the VA News was as good as you could get. You know, VA helps veterans in response to the hurricane. We had Fiona and Ian in Florida. And the VA stood up. I have a picture of me going to a VA in Fort Myers, and the first person in the room for the VA that I got a chance to meet. And you go on my website, I have the picture. It's a veteran sitting there helping people down in that community. So I know what veterans do. Now, Bombayas, Veterans United increased the number of socks donated to homeless veterans. Bombas. Now, that may not seem to be a lot, but if you know what I know out here in the streets, we live in Florida. So it's a little bit better than living in New York as a veteran on the street. But when it comes to your feet, you can't do nothing more than take care of your feet. And Bombas has really increased the number of socks they're giving away. And I want to especially say thankful to them. It's important that we understand that. Holiday Survival Guide. Listen to this. Holiday Survival Guide for Women Veterans. You hear what I said? Go to your VA News, wherever you are. Find out where they're doing what they can in your area, because they're definitely taking care of our women veterans. Honoring Vets Video Pearl Harbor. And that was sent out on December 7th, as they always do. But we're promoting it because it really does show a whole different side of what that war began about. And so I want you to do that. That's also in VA News. You can also get it there. Careers. Center for Women Veterans Seeking Nominee 1023 Woman Veterans Trailblazer Initiative. Listen. We don't recognize, because we look at all the old movies, and the old movies had all of these war stories about men. Very seldom do we recognize how many women fought in the war. And I don't mean just waxing waves. I mean, they actually were in combat, they were in communications, they were in some of the heavier areas, and they did well. It's time we recognize them. I'm always pushing the Buffalo Soldiers, because for a long time we needed to recognize more of the what I call the black soldiers, the African-American soldiers, the Puerto Rican soldiers that never got much that they did. We finally made a movie about the Windwalkers, which were the Indians that got used so that they could use their communications to overcome what was going on, and it worked. But there are a lot of other stories about the common man that came out of the woodwork to fight for this country that are still not getting the kind of recognition. And we don't want that to happen to the women. We passed that stage in life, and we want the women to get what they're supposed to do. Now, Cancer Moonshot Week of Actions seeks VA deploying new clinical pathways. You know, this whole thing about going to the moon, and if we got to have a Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, and now a Space Force, okay, Coast Guard, there must be something up there we guarding. So we're going to say yes. We're going to really go out of our way to make sure people understand that the Space Force is real and these astronauts coming back are creating ways for the future. Okay? Now, don't forget, at the end of this month, look into your checks to see the increase coming. It is going to hit around the end of the month, even though it's going to be for January, because January 1st comes on a weekend, so you'll be getting at the end of the month. We know that it's been approved. It's coming. Enjoy the increase. Inflation hopefully will have slowed down a little bit, and you might be able to keep some. Live whole health, connecting mind and body with a twist. Live whole health. Go to your website. Look it up. Healthful living is going to be the answer for the way that veterans will be living in the future. Healthful living. And I'm going to tell you, I look for my regular weekly 2-minute broadcast I'm going to do on healthy living. So now we're going to add that segment to our regular show so that you have little tidbits on good for your health. The VA continues aggressive PAC Act hiring push. The VA continues aggressive PAC Act hiring push. It's been going on since December 13th and still going on. They're pushing so that people can get involved for the next round. You got to remember that this round is just about done. We got a whole bunch of people getting re-jumped into the presidential thing on the 24th. The senators and all those made their choices. They got into this second round. Bless all of those who got in. Do what you said. Don't just say the promises. Do the promises. Now, career of advocating for nurse practitioners with veterans. Nurse practitioners, if you got any kind of nursing skills, if you've always wanted to be associated with nursing, they're looking for people at the VA. Come join us. Yeah, the wages have gone up. Yes, a lot of the old timers are retiring and passing away. We need new blood. And I'm saying to everybody, you heard it first, Keith, the boss of the beach, talking to you live right here. And we're doing what we're doing. Try to help get these veterans a job. And don't forget, happy holidays. All the way through to New Year's Eve. I'm going to do my best and continue to pray for the rest. And I want to thank again Tim and all of his staff that's been out there to help us this year. Waddell, a shout out to you and your wonderful wife, Gloria. Many blessings, Kevin and everybody else. Thank you. Keep the boss of the beach. See you at the beach. Over and out with a shout. Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.